from the Keystone CPAs News Studios.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And it is 76 degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Thursday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour. We begin with breaking news this hour. A small plane goes down in Reno. This is happening right now. Rock Boulevard at South McCarran. McCarran said to be blocked. This is just to the east of Reno Tahoe International Airport. Not clear if airport operations have been affected. It's not clear if there are any injuries, but there is apparently word that McCarran has been blocked, and word is that we'll have more on that coming up in traffic. Plus, more breaking news this hour. Apparently, there has been an armed bank robbery in downtown Reno at the U.S. Bank. This is happening right now. Liberty and Virginia Street. Live TV pictures showing police tape and a police response right at this bank branch. Unclear if anyone was hurt or how much, if anything, the robber got away from. Again, two stories breaking right now in downtown Reno. And a nasty crash on US 50 in Lyon County, turning deadly on the way. How the crash went down. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. It is your Thursday from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Thanks for joining us here on the KKFT News at Noon. Jerry, good afternoon.
Thank you, Greg. News from down south. And because it involves animals and not humans, could Carson City finally do something about it? It has illegal alien attached to it. We'll wait and see. The 250th birthday of the USA is the theme for a couple of upcoming events. Get you details on that. If you're going to be driving down south on 395 to go down into the Southern Sierras toward Yosemite, maybe on Tioga Pass, you might as well get a gas can or two and take it along with you. You won't believe the prices down there. Our Noon News poll from the Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily poll still stuck on, out of the Republican candidates, who are you planning to vote for in the Congressional District 2 primary? We'll give you the top three vote-getters and a couple of surprises. Local sports, the Mountain West Softball Championship is coming up. Nevada is the host for the Mountain West Softball Tourney. Craig Swope has local sports with that. And more on that plane crash with Greg Neft. It is 12:08.
All right, thank you very much there, Jerry, and it is our top local story. And so we begin with coverage of this plane crash. Apparently a small propeller plane. Live television pictures that I just saw a few minutes ago show that small plane going down in a field just short of the runway at Reno Tahoe International Airport. This is going to be in the area of South Rock and McCarran, again, just to the east of Reno Tahoe International Airport. Again, we are not sure if anyone has been hurt. This happened within the past 20 minutes. We're not sure if airport operations have been impacted. We're going to continue to follow this story. Again, we have gotten word from various organizations on the scene that McCarran Boulevard has been blocked, and we'll check in with traffic coming up in just a few moments on that story. Again, also following a story that's happening right now in downtown Reno. We have apparently gotten word of a bank robbery. This is happening at a U.S. bank branch that's at Liberty and South Virginia Street. Live television pictures from that show police tape all around the bank. The bank branch is closed right now, obviously, for obvious reasons. Not clear if anyone was hurt. We're not clear if any money was actually taken or if the suspect got away, but an active and fluid scene happening right now. Liberty and South Virginia Street, so watch for that as well. In other news, very busy Thursday afternoon for you. It was a machete that police in Susanville say the suspect in a deadly officer-involved shooting used while officers were trying to talk him down. Now, Susanville police say this went down Wednesday just before 12:30 a.m. off Richmond Road near Riverside Drive. The suspect attacked one officer with the machete, and the officer then opened fire. They tried saving the suspect's life, but the man was pronounced dead at the scene. The officer was injured in the attack and was taken to the hospital where he was treated and released. Lassen County is investigating. A nasty wreck turns deadly last night in Lyon County just outside Fernley. Authorities say a car was westbound on Highway 50 near Rainbow Drive when it crossed the center line and slammed into another vehicle. The driver of the westbound car killed at the scene. The other driver rushed to the hospital. Minor injuries there. We're going to stay in line. County Sheriff's officials want your help finding a robbery suspect. Deputies are trying to find Christopher William McCann. He's wanted in connection with a robbery with a deadly weapon and other crimes. If you know where he is, give Lyon County a call. More money for police cars. Reno City Council still mulling its budget for the upcoming fiscal year has added some money. 7% is, in fact, for fleet replacement at Reno PD.
We're looking at a 7% increase just based on fleet technology and the vehicles and everything. I believe right now we're about on a 5-year replacement schedule for marked patrol units and about a 10-year replacement for unmarked patrol units.
Reno Acting Police Chief Corey Selfarino at last night's city council meeting. The budget director says this is something you just can't hold off on.
This current year, that was one of the things that was cut from the budget in order to balance the budget. We did not replace any of the vehicles for the fleet program. And so we're having to ramp that back up. It's not something you can ignore for a year and then come back to it just at the normal rates.
Budget Director Vicki Van Buren. Governor Lombardo says a federal task force that's been formed to fight health care fraud in Nevada is a great idea. In a statement, the governor said, quote, Nevada stands strong with our federal partners and is committed to taking all actions necessary to crack down on Medicare provider fraud. Repeating our top story, there has been a small plane that has gone down just short of the runway at Reno Tahoe International Airport, a rock in McCarran Boulevard's McCarran, according to some agencies on the scene, is blocked, unsure of any injuries. We'll keep on top of that for you. I'm Greg Neff of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, FM News Talk Time 1212. Jerry.
Thank you, Greg. 250th birthday of the USA is the theme for a couple of upcoming events. The Reno Rodeo is adopting the America Loves Rodeo theme this year. And the Carson GOP has a Freedom 250 event at the Capitol Amphitheater on May 17th. Coming 1 week before early voting means that there will be plenty of candidates on hand to enjoy music and food booths. If you drive 395 to June Lake, Mammoth, Yosemite, you're going to see some super high gas prices. Right now, AAA says Mono County has the highest price in the country, well over $7 for unleaded and over $8.50 for diesel. I saw it at $9 just about a week and a half ago. News from down south, and because it pertains to animals and not humans, maybe Carson City will do something about it. Wait and see. Federal officials say a Las Vegas animal shelter worker accused of abusing dogs was also in the country illegally after overstaying his visa by 4 years. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 31-year-old John Young Cotter Johnstone, a citizen of the United Kingdom, was arrested April 1st by Las Vegas Metro Police after a month-long animal cruelty investigation. Police say video showed Johnstone repeatedly shocking dogs with electric collars, forcing their heads to the ground with leashes, and even swinging dogs in the air by their leash. Johnstone now faces 4 felony charges related to torturing and mutilating animals. DHS says Johnstone entered the United States legally in 2021 through the visa waiver program. He was supposed to leave by February of 2022, and he didn't. The obvious question is, was he driving with a driving privilege card for the past 4 years issued to him by Carson City politicians, including all but one Republican in the Senate, and paid for by you? Later this hour, tickets to Kilmeade. Brian Kilmeade and Jimmy Fallon, they'll be at the Hawkins Amphitheater at the Bartley Ranch, and we'll give you a chance to win tickets to both shows, as well as a special book by Brian Kilmeade that he will autograph and sign to you. It's a special pre-Mother's Day gift for you that you can either keep for yourself or give to your mom. Well, with the bank robbery and a plane crash going on in Reno right now, traffic has got to be a mess. And now with more at 12:15, here's Phil with a look at that traffic.
Traffic! The good news is traffic on the freeways is not affected. There are no issues in that regard. However, there are road closures on McCarran at Rock Boulevard. The aircraft, I see a picture of it here, To this untrained eye, it looks like a Cessna 172 with oversized landing gear. It landed on its wheels. Don't know about injuries. In downtown Reno, there is road closures at Liberty and Virginia Street, right there just north of the south of the courthouse, while they investigate that bank robbery at U.S. Bank. It is 75 degrees in Sparks, 74 in Carson City, 77 in Yerington, 63 degrees in Sparks. Here's a look at your weather.
Low 80 degree weather today, tomorrow, Saturday, mid 80s, Sunday, upper 80s. Beautiful weather for the next few days. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. Proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up after the noon news, 1 o'clock this afternoon, it is Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Die when I may, I want it said of me by they who know me best. That I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Cromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Thursday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus, premium wages and benefits start day one. Do work that matters. Cromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City. An affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Thursday between 3 and 6 p.m.
Access to affordable credit helps me pay my employees, but I don't really need it.
Inflation is killing me. But who cares? Big retailers are making record profits. That's why we support the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
See? Banks and credit unions help small businesses make payroll. This bill would cut the vital resources they need.
While increasing megastore profits. They deserve it, don't they?
Tell Congress, stop the Durbin Marshall money grab for corporate megastores.
Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
9 or 10 months ago, Stan called me and asked if we could meet and talk about doing business.
Stan's me, Stan Wilmoth, Heritage Bank of Nevada. And the guy I called is Dean Christopher, owner of Wild Garlic Pizza.
And after what seemed like a short conversation, he essentially asked me, how much do you need to get all this off the ground?
Yep, I did, because it's not how big your bank is, it's how big you are with your bank. Please continue.
When I really went to go see Stan, it wasn't going to see Stan to say, hey, you know, I need some money. I wanted to meet Stan. I wanted to see what a smaller bank could do for us. He seemed like he understood my business. He understood who we were in the community. And that's where, you know, it was easy for us to make that change.
Dean's got a pizza called the Californian, his personal favorite. And the wild garlic, my personal favorite. Although I would have called it, wait for it, Stan the Man. How about Stan's van? Hey, I'm serious.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
A big affordable housing project in North Reno got the go-ahead from City Council. I'm John Potter for the new news. It's called Clear Acre Commons. 712 apartments, a park, and a community center are planned to be built on 27 acres just north of McCarran between Clear Acre Lane and Scottsdale Road, south of TMCC. The master plan and zoning change was approved unanimously. Despite neighbors concerned about traffic, it still has to get removed. reviewed by the RTC, NDOT, and the Truckee River Planning Commission before getting its building permits. City Council also voted 4-2, approving a land annexation for a 54-acre battery storage facility off South Meadows Parkway, despite worries from some over lithium battery fire risks and its location near a new housing project. That next goes back to the Truckee Meadows Regional Planning Commission. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And we continue to follow that breaking story out of South Reno right now, where a plane made an emergency landing. It is not a crash. It is actually an emergency landing. We just heard from Reno police on this. The plane did land in a field, and it did land safely. So not sure if anyone was injured or not. But again, as Phil was saying, it does appear to be a Cessna, either a 152 or a 172. That landed in that field just short of the runway, Reno Tahoe International Airport. There are traffic impacts. We'll get to those coming up directly ahead in traffic in just moments. Well, other news that we are following this hour, FM News Talk Election Center 2026, a call for rent control from one Democratic candidate for governor.
Why don't we cap rents? We allow landlords to double folks' rent and push them out of their housing when we have a housing crisis. I want to work with the legislature to find an appropriate cap long-term for landlords. I also want to freeze our rents in the meantime because I want our folks to be taken care of.
It's our top national story, Project Freedom getting back underway anytime in the Strait of Hormuz.
When President Trump announced this initiative Monday night, it was met with a lot of fanfare here in the region. The president had his Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and General Kane, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, roll out the plan on Tuesday morning. And then later we heard from Secretary of State Marco Rubio at the White House. And then 36 hours after it was announced, the president announced he's suspending it. But it appears another phone call, as first reported by the Wall Street Journal, between President Trump and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. And now the U.S. military will put what War Secretary Pete Hegseth called that red, white, and blue dome over this region.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Dubai. FM News Talk time, it is 12:22.
Well, I got to find out from you later this hour, Greg, who was that Democrat that was getting ready to essentially confiscate property from real estate owners? Who was that?
That was a Washoe County chairwoman, Alexis Hill.
Okay. Well,
she's from Reno.
Well, she apparently owns all the rental housing in all of northern Nevada, and she'll tell you, dadgummit, just exactly what you can charge rent for. Back to the news. The Nevada Commission on Judicial Discipline has ordered Michelle Fiore to return $70,000 in donations intended to a fallen office memorial in Clark County. The commission said Fiore was in violation of three state laws when she kept money for personal uses instead of for its intended use. Carson supervisors meet in regular session today, and the long-discussed redo of Mills Park will get a significant boost. A $15 million grant from the Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act to finance the major renovation coming to Mills Park. The Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily Poll, which has now become the weekly poll, and hopefully it will be sorted out so it doesn't become the monthly poll. Software glitch with the software, obviously. Here are the top eight vote getters in that poll right now. And there's been a switch from the, I'll go backwards, eight to number one. Coming in at number eight is Michael Smith, who's got less than a point in the race. None of the above is actually beating Michael. And number six, Andrea Lowe is showing up with less than 1%. Number five, David Flippo with 1.52% of the vote. James Settlemyer at 1.59%, less than 2%. Number three is Jesse Watts, the former Eureka County and Eureka Sheriff, and he's polling at about 12%. And number two is now Fred Simon Jr. at just under 40%. And back in first place at number one is George Forbush at 44%. 5.67%. That poll will be up until we can pull it down, but if you want to vote, you can still do that. And you can only vote once at either 991FMTalk.com or 923FMTalk.com. Spotlight on a candidate for Assembly District 39 tomorrow during the noon news. Ken Gray will join us at about 12:45. And if you've got a question you'd like us to ask Ken Gray, you can text it to us at 775-884-9910. Now, later this hour, we'll give away the Brian Kilmeade and Jimmy Failla tickets. You'll get both a combo of two tickets for each show and an autographed book by Brian Kilmeade. What you need to do, if you don't have it already, in order to enter this contest to win those tickets, is download the app. You got plenty of time to do that. Go to the App Store and download the app for 991FMTalk.com. It is 12:26, and Phil, what's the latest on all that traffic going on around town?
Still have very heavy traffic on McCarran at South Rock Boulevard. It is moving just very slowly right now. Likewise on Rock Boulevard between Longley and McCarran. This is because of that earlier emergency landing of that Cessna. Also, downtown Reno, people are having trouble getting into the library because of an earlier bank robbery at Liberty and Virginia Street, the U.S. Bank there. Just go to a different library, maybe use Sierra Street as an alternate route, or Lake Street if you're going the other way. It is 76 degrees in Sparks and in Dayton and in Smith Valley, 60 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
You could not ask for much better weather than what we're going to enjoy for the next several days, through most of next week anyway. The temperatures will peak on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday around 90 degrees, then ease back into 80-degree territory. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen, Echo, and more. A proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall today at 3 Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
America was built on freedom. The freedom to work hard, build something local, and the freedom to choose. So after an accident, remember this. No matter what shop your insurance company recommends, the decision is yours. Choosing Carson Auto Body means choosing a locally owned and operated shop. Not a franchise, not a chain. That local ownership means they can get your vehicle in and out faster, keeping your inconvenience to a minimum. And because their reputation is built right here in the community, they can't afford to, and they don't, skimp on parts or workmanship. They do the job right the first time, and that's a guarantee. Because your safety, your vehicle, and your trust matter. Exercise your right to choose. Choose Carson Auto Body, conveniently located next to the Railroad Museum. Email them at carsonautobody@gmail.com or call 297-3366. That's 297-3366. Carson Auto Body.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. KKFT Sports.
Nevada is the host school for the Mountain West softball tournament this week, and it's down to the final four. Nevada and UNLV play later today, Grand Canyon, New Mexico, in the other bracket. Yesterday, Nevada pounded Colorado State. PAC baseball opens a three-game series at USC in Los Angeles today. No surprise in either 5A baseball or softball, two teams at the top of each sport through the season. Minogue and Spanish Springs are the remaining teams in the winner's bracket. 3A play starts today, both Fernley baseball and softball teams in the mix. I'm Craig Spope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your noon news. KKFT.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. Iran says they've created the Persian Gulf Strait Authority. They'll charge tolls for international ships trying to use the Strait of Hormuz. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Mike Waltz, says this is an attempt to punish the entire world.
Collective punishment of the entire world to try to resolve some type of dispute. It's unacceptable, it's immoral, and it's illegal in international law.
There are some concerns out there about the potential for the spread of hantavirus from a cruise ship after more than two dozen passengers left without contact tracing. World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the eight reported cases so far may not be the last.
Given the incubation period of the Andes virus, which can be up to 6 weeks, it's possible that more cases may be reported.
At least three passengers on that ship died from the hantavirus. America's listening to Fox News.
And if you are just checking in on the KKFT News at Noon, let us reset. We had reports of a plane crash that turned into an emergency landing just short of the runway at Reno Tahoe International Airport. It is a small plane, a Cessna to be exact, a propeller plane that happened. This went down in a field right near South McCarran and Rock Boulevard. We're keeping an eye on that. We're also following a developing story out of downtown right by the library, a U.S. bank branch, apparently the target of a robbery attempt, at least. Police tape all around that bank branch. We're not sure of the details. We're keeping an eye on that. Well, gas prices across Nevada continue to surge statewide. The average price of a gallon of self-serve regular up 22 cents in just 1 week. I'm so sorry. AAA says Washoe County continues to have the highest average price, with gas going for $5.56. The least expensive gas can be found in Eureka County, where gas is $4.43. Clark County gas is now $5.29. If you make it to Trick, you can get gas for $4.89 in Story County. And if you decide you want to take a road trip out to Fernley, you can get gas for as cheap as $4.69. We're learning more about a Nevada icon closing down. The owners of Prim Valley say they will shutter every single part of the resort, including the popular Lotto store, in July. Observers say there's a lesson here.
Las Vegas will probably look at Prim and say, oh, well, that was Prim. But I think Las Vegas could benefit from digging a little deeper to see what else we can offer ourselves as a community.
UNLV professor Dr. Michael Green talking to Fox 5 Vegas. FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
Crime is up in Washoe County. Conservative Wes Duncan is running for district attorney to make Washoe County a safer community and give us the change we need. Wes Duncan is unanimously endorsed by law enforcement because they trust him to back the blue. As an experienced prosecutor, Iraq War veteran, and colonel in the Air Force Reserve, Wes Duncan has the experience to make us safe. Vote Wes Duncan for a safer Washoe County.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserve. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends, making new ones, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation, comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on two patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
Top weather. Plenty of sunshine during the day, clear skies at night, and no change in that pattern into at least the middle part of the upcoming week, and temperatures close to 90 by Mother's Day. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots in a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. Proper Fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A Proper Fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
In Fallon, they're taking pictures of license plates. I'm John Potter for the new news. That's what the Churchill County Sheriff's Office says about the new camera set up outside the Walmart Supercenter in Fallon. It's called an ALPR. That stands for Automated License Plate Reader. It automatically checks plates against databases of vehicles connected to crimes like stolen cars and wanted suspects, along with Amber Alerts, Silver Alerts, and missing persons. The Sheriff's Office says the license plate images are only used for law enforcement. It does not track law-abiding folks or their information. It's a high-tech version of what officers can see from their patrol car. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are pulling back from yesterday's record rally, and oil prices are swinging as investors await signs that the Middle East war is winding down. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Trump administration is now looking to restart Project Freedom, its operation to guide commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz as early as this week. Investors are also cautious ahead of the jobs report for April, which will be released tomorrow morning. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are lower, with tech the only gainer, and chip stocks are leading to today's declines as the AI rally pauses. And shares of Planet Fitness are tanking over 30%, the most on record, after the budget-friendly gym operator cut its growth projections for the year and canceled price hike plans as signups dried up in the critical New Year period. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk Time, 12:37. Time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma, the Keystone CPA's Principal Managing Partner, joining us today on the news line from San Diego, I believe. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Greg. Yes, sunny San Diego. It's all good.
I'm glad. Well, it's probably cooler there than it is here. Wanted to put something in front of you. Now, you and I have talked, of course, about socialism and the troubles with it, and more specifically, rent control. And as we reported earlier, there's one Nevada Democratic candidate for governor who now thinks that rent control would be a good idea. And in fact, she's from Reno. She's Washoe County Chairwoman Alexis Hill. Let me let you listen to what she had to say.
Why don't we cap rents? We allow landlords to double folks' rent and push them out of their housing when we have a housing crisis. I want to work with the legislature to find an appropriate cap long-term for landlords. I also want to freeze our rents in the meantime because I want our folks to be taken care of.
That sounds like rent control to me, Mike, and they've tried that in a little place called New York City. It doesn't work too well there, does it?
Well, it depends on what side of the equation you're on. If you're an investor, it doesn't work at all. And, you know, the thing that the unintended consequence, did you know, Greg, that you can buy an apartment building in San Francisco for the same amount that you can buy an apartment building in Reno because of rent control? And so you're like going, so it just stifles, it eliminates new investment. You want to talk about create your own housing crisis. You cannot build for what that rent control is going to do for you to be able to track with costs. Rent has to go up considerably with costs. What drives costs? Property taxes, cost of maintaining the building. As those costs go up, you have to charge more for rent. Otherwise, you're not going to have any viable reason that anybody would enter the market. You know, so it sounds good on paper. It is basically, you know, feeding a frenzy. Does it work? It doesn't work, and that's well demonstrated across every geography that's ever tried it.
So what does work? Building more housing, increasing the supply?
Right. And in fact, I would say we had a mayor in Reno. His name was Bob Cashel in the Great Recession, and Mayor Cashel was a business person. He understood, and he just opened up. If you wanted to build an ADU, if you want to build a fourplex, an eightplex on a lot, if it's big enough, we're going to let you. And that just made that ability to have, Midtown before Bob Cashel was dying. And then he changed the zoning by right. If you have the land, you can build on it. everybody can build an apartment in their backyard, and all that does is, you know, decrease the need for housing because the costs go way down, so I don't have to charge so much because it doesn't cost me so much. The other thing you can do to make the housing crisis go away is back off on regulation and zoning ordinances. They're making the cost prohibitive. You know, if you're a low income person, did you know that you have to put a HVAC air makeup unit in a low income housing unit because they're so energy efficient that they can't breathe? So that's the problem. They just make driving cost of construction through the roof. That's what's creating it. So that basically the government is creating their own problem, and now they're trying to put it on investors' backs to solve it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. And that's in Nevada. I don't even want to talk about California. Oh, my goodness. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs, thank you so much for joining us for today's Moment with Mike. Keystone CPAs, of course, 775-786-4900, 775-786-4900. Mike, we will talk again tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you. 1241 right here on FM News Talk. Jerry.
All right, Greg, a couple of stories that are more in the travel vein as we get closer to the weekend. Emerald Bay has been picked as the best California state park for water activities. The people that picked that were over 2,000 members of the California State Parks Foundation. Now, here's one of those things, I don't know about you, I go down that rabbit hole sometimes on YouTube, and as recently as last night, and it's more about these really remote places across Nevada and across the West. If you're in your mid-60s to 70s, you've seen the town of Prim come and go. I've never heard of Prim. But
you never heard of Prim?
I have never heard of Prim. I've heard of Prim and proper, but not Prim, Nevada. It was started in the 50s when the Prim family built a motel and cafe on the southern Nevada-California border. Things picked in the 90s with hundreds of hotel rooms, three major casinos, and a amusement park with a roller coaster, and as of July 4th this year, the 250th anniversary of our country, the last casino in Prim will shut down. Number of factors, most significantly the growth of tribal gaming properties in Riverside, San Bernardino County. You've been there, Greg?
Oh, yeah, many times over. In fact, I can go back to my very first time. I was coming from Bakersfield into Las Vegas, and I remember stopping there and just marveling at it all. It just the sheer scope and size, and I went on the roller coaster. I thought, well, this is pretty fun. You can see the freeway from the roller coaster is about, you know, going to take the first dip and all that. And I remember they had a Mexican restaurant that was actually very, very good there. That's long gone now, of course. I've stayed there, but it's gone downhill ever since, really, the 2010s.
Huh. I've never been there. Where is it from Dyer, Nevada? Do you know where Dyer, Nevada is? D-Y-E-R.
Well, let me look that up on the map here for a second. But, well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, let's just say you're coming out of Los Angeles on northbound I-15, all right? And you cross those mountain ranges in the Mojave Desert, and, you know, you take your final ascent, if you will, on the freeway toward Nevada. You can see in the panorama, you can see Prim right on the state line because there's nothing on the California side except solar panels. And you can see Prim and Buffalo Bills and Whiskey Pete's and all those places right on the Nevada side. And then further up, it's so high, you can actually see the outskirts of Las Vegas. So it's like, you know, you've arrived. You know, you've gotten to Nevada. Okay, so Dyer, let's see here. Well, I've got this up on the map.
While you're looking that up, just last night, I never knew what, obviously, Clark County was named after somebody probably with the last name of Clark. And yes, it was John Clark is how Clark County got its name. While you're looking, did you find that yet?
Yeah, it's well north of Pahrump, so this is not what I call the Las Vegas metro area. It looks like it's a good, if I can do math, which I'm not supposed to do by court order in several states, 150 miles looks like to the northeast of where Prim is.
Well, quite a ways away.
Quite a ways away, that's right.
All right, so get ready, everybody. You've got the app, right? So this is kind of complicated, not too complicated, but here's how you can win a pair of tickets to see Jimmy Fallon That's Memorial Day weekend, May 23rd. That's a Saturday at the Hawkins Amphitheater at Bartley Ranch, and a pair of tickets to see Brian Kilmeade the following Saturday, May 30th, same place, Hawkins Amphitheater. And Brian is also going to give you an autographed copy of one of his books. Didn't nail him down on exactly which one, but we'll make sure we get a book to you and or give it to you the night of the show. Here's how you win the tickets. You've got the app for 991 FM Talk or 923 FM Talk. This is what you have to say in your voice. First of all, and you'll have to leave your phone number on it. We won't share that phone number with anybody, but we'll need to be able to get back in touch with you to get you your tickets, tell you how to get them. What time, Monday through Friday, is the Jimmy Failor Show on 99.1 or 92.3? Just the Monday through Friday. We do a best of on Saturday. So use your voice, use that shout out feature with the app, and just say, hey, this is so-and-so from wherever. My phone number is this, and Jimmy Failor is on. Get that correctly. You can round it to the top of the hours. And first person that does that, and we timestamp those with the app, you'll win those two pairs of tickets as well as the book. How's that? Hopefully not too complicated, and we may have a winner before the end of the show. If not, we'll announce it tomorrow. FM News Talk time is 12:47. Here's Phil with a look at traffic.
They're still working that emergency landing that took place east of the airport near Rock and McCarran. It would be better to say Longley and Rock. Fortunately, nobody got hurt in that incident. However, it does have traffic snarled up while looky-loos try to see what's going on. Downtown Reno is a little bit better. Virginia Street has reopened and is moving along just fine while they investigate what happened in that area. And up in Sparks, there is an injury collision on North McCarran Boulevard at El Rancho. Watch yourself in that area. And just to let Jerry know, Clark County was named after a senator from Montana. It is 73 degrees in Verdi, 76 in Minden and Wellington, 62 degrees in Emerald Bay. Here is a look at your weather.
Low 80-degree weather today, tomorrow, Saturday, mid-80s, Sunday, upper 80s. Beautiful weather for the next few days. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up after the noon news, 1 o'clock this afternoon, it is Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your noon news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Thinking about a new fence this spring? Check out Florence Fence in Minden. They'll help you get started the right way. They've got redwood fence boards for $3.99, rails for $9.99, and posts starting at $23.99. or go low maintenance. Vinyl fencing is on sale now. Just $5.85 a foot for two rail, $8.30 for three rail. Florence Fence will walk you through the install with free tips and advice. No guesswork, no stress, just solid results. Florence Fence in Minden, 267-9918. Build it right and build it for less with Florence Fence.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And it is 76 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. UNR's president warning students about a cybersecurity incident that happened yesterday. Brian Sandoval issuing the statement saying the security infrastructure, the company behind Canvas, was hacked. It's not yet known if data from UNR was affected. President Sandoval sharing the following message that infrastructure informed the Office of Security that institutions of a data breach in its systems may have involved names, institutional email addresses, student ID numbers, and private Canvas messages. The word is that no evidence that passwords, date of birth, government identifiers like social security numbers, or financial information were compromised. They're still trying to sort this one out, and it might be a while before they realize the entire scope of it. FM News Doc Time, it is 12:51 as we continue right along here. The White House says actor Mark Hamill is, quote, one sick individual after he posted an image of President Trump dead. In a post on Blue Sky on Wednesday, Luke Skywalker shared an illustration of Trump beneath a headstone with the caption, quote, if only. The White House's Rapid Response 47 account on X responded, saying, quote, this kind of rhetoric is exactly what has inspired three assassination attempts in 2 years against our president. Quote, Hamill has been a longtime critic of President Trump. He has yet to respond to the White House's criticism. FM News Doc Time, 12:52.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Great weather for tournaments, 5A baseball and 5A softball. Same schools in the winner's bracket, Minogue and Spanish Springs. 3A baseball starts today, Fernley and Wooster in action. 3A softball, Fernley and South Tahoe play. Mountain West softball championship in Reno this week. Nevada opened with a 10-1 win over Colorado State. Mountain West player of the year, Hannah DeGenova, went 3-for-3 with four RBIs for Nevada. Pack plays UNLV later today. It's double elimination for the Final Four at the Mountain West, Grand Canyon, New Mexico, and the other bracket. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Imagine stepping into your backyard and feeling like you're at a private resort. A built-in grill, a handcrafted pizza oven, comfortable seating around a beautiful fire feature. At Reno Outdoor Living, they have the premium brands and expert guidance to create an outdoor space that brings family and friends together. Call 302-0268. That's 302-0268 to start your backyard transformation today. Reno Outdoor Living. Elevate the way you live outdoors.
Capital Control Systems is your local expert in Generac generators and heating systems. From routine maintenance to full system upgrades, their team has you covered when it matters most. Call Capital Control Systems to schedule service for your Generac generator or heating system so you can be ready for the next storm. Go to nvgreenteam.com.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Are you on a residential septic system? Well, Northern Nevada's best, Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, now has 24-hour online booking. Just go to bonanzaseptic.com and click the Book Residential Pumping Now button. Answer a few questions for pricing and dates. Select a time, and they'll take care of the rest. Bonanza Septic is there for you with fast, reliable service. bonanzaseptic.com.
Thank you, Northern Nevada, for making us number one and the number two business.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road. Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Plenty of sunshine during the day, clear skies at night, and no change in that pattern into at least the middle part of the upcoming week, and temperatures close to 90 by Mother's Day. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots in a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. Proper Fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A Proper Fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:56 as we continue right along here. Well, McDonald's is actually introducing some new drinks that might be pretty tasty. The fast food giant's latest beverage choices include 3 new refreshers and 3 crafted sodas.
The move is designed to compete with KFC, Wendy's, and Taco Bell, which have increased their beverage options. The refreshers contain caffeine and include the strawberry watermelon refresher, the mango pineapple refresher, and the blackberry passion fruit refresher. The other beverages are Sprite Berry Blast, Orange Dream, and Dirty Dr. Pepper. McDonald's also plans to phase out self-service soda machines in all of their U.S. restaurants. I'm Mark Mayfield.
I like those self-service machines myself. FM News Talk time, 12:56.
Well, okay, full disclosure here. I was dozing off while I was watching YouTube last night, and William Andrews Clark, Phil is correct about that. He was a Montana copper magnate, a banker, and a Democrat U.S. senator, and he was looking at doing a kind of a maintenance station for the railroad there in Las Vegas. Helen Stewart, he bought the ranch from her, and it was the Kyle Ranch, I believe. And Phil, if you're there, what about there were two brothers that were murdered or their bodies were found on the ranch? Do you know about that story?
I unfortunately, I don't remember their names off the top of my head. I hate to admit it, I'm not really a big Las Vegas historian. But I do know they did want a train station there at the Las Vegas area between L.A. and Salt Lake for their railroad.
And it all started around water, because there was water there out in the middle of the desert. Well, once again, if you want to win tickets to Jimmy Failla and Brian Kilmeade and one of Brian Kilmeade's autographed books, what time of the day, Monday through Friday, is the Jimmy Failla Show on 99.1, use the shout out feature on the free app from the App Store. And you got to give us your name and give us your phone number. It won't be shared. We'll just use that phone number to get back in touch with you to let you know that you are the winner of those two tickets. And tickets are on sale. By the way, you can win tickets tomorrow without using the app. However, Craig Swope wants to give them away. He will do that tomorrow between 6 and 10 during the Armstrong and Getty show. And just a tip, a hint, pay attention to what shows are on the air and when you are listening to 99.1 or 92.3, because those are probably going to be the questions that you're going to need to answer to win those tickets. And we'll be giving those tickets away every day, Monday through Friday, between now and the show. So stay tuned. And once again, what time is Jimmy Failla on the air on 99.1 and 92.3? Shout it out with a free app. It's available at the App Store. And the first person that gets it correct gets the tickets and the book. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you here again tomorrow on Friday. Ken Gray will join us at about 12:45 p.m. He's running for the Assembly again, a seat he previously held, District 39. Have a great day.
I will wait for you.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.